Not yet. Jared Berry from the Brisbane Lions has been good enough to join us. He's got a bit of an activity going on tomorrow. I'm going to ask him about that and why. The young man from the Brisbane Lions joins us. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning. How are you?
We are terrific, buddy. We appreciate your time. Now, you've got a big event coming up tomorrow in Horsham. Can you please tell us a bit about it?
Yeah. So, trying to raise a bit of money for BCNA. Basically just shaving our heads with my two brothers and my two best mates from Horsham, which we all basically grew up together in the same street. And, our mother passed away when I was 15. So, it just turns out that my best mate had his dreads on for 5 years, and it's our mum's 50th anniversary. So we're raising a bit of money for her, and, it's all in memory of her life.
It's a nice gesture, absolutely. Your mum, Jetta, as you said, passed away about over 5 years ago now with breast cancer. You're raising money for the Breast Cancer Network of Australia. And my understanding, Joe, with your mates and your reach through social media and the Brisbane Lions assistance, that you plan to try and raise about $5,000 to do this, but things have exceeded that quite quickly.
Yeah, that's right. We set a goal of $5,000 when we first floated the idea with each other, and it's been a massive community effort. Everyone's got around us, basically just through a few social media posts, and it all just took off from there. And I guess Brisbane Lions have been pretty big in that, being able to promote the cause and get it out on social media. But it all comes down to the community and I guess the networks that we've created over our 20 or 18 years that we've been on the planet. So it's been terrific, and couldn't thank the Horsham, Ballarat, Brisbane, Port Douglas communities enough for getting around us.
So you talk about the community side of it, but how humbling is it? You've also got your senior coach Chris Fagan coming up. I think Luke Hodge might be in town. I think Dane Beams is also coming up. How humbling is it that they're also going to participate with you in this?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, isn't it? Like, they're senior players for the AFL, and I'm sure just a young fella that came in 2 years ago, and for them to show that type of support and come down from Brisbane and support a young fella like me, it's awesome. And I think it looks really good for the AFL, and I guess it shows that the game is a fair bit more than just your mates out on the field. It extends, that relationship extends off field.
In your opinion, Jared, is that the secret to the Lions' success at the moment, how close you guys are as a playing group?
Yeah, I think so. And that trust and faith that we have in each other, and you can see that by Fags, I guess, having the faith to come down and support a good cause. So, yeah, I'll definitely link very closely.
Now, Jared, your hair's a feature of your game.
It
is. This is a huge sacrifice.
A lot of jealousy in this studio.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I'll definitely look pretty ugly when I've got it all off. I've got a head for radio.
There's a few of us in here with that, mate. Don't worry about that. Oh, I remember speaking through the year to Chris Fagan, one of the interviews we did with him. He was talking about you, Jared, about how mature you were and the way you were able to lead the group at such a young age. Is the passing of your mum, did it force you to grow up pretty quickly and put things into perspective pretty quickly?
It definitely contributed to that. That and moving away to boarding school at 16. It does force you to grow up pretty quick and, I guess, take on responsibilities that you're not, that your average 16, 15-year-old wouldn't have to do. So, I guess in a positive light, mum's passing taught me a fair bit. I wasn't, I guess, on the back foot when I got drafted up to Brisbane. I knew how to cook and knew how to clean. Just all those life skills that a lot of kids don't really get to experience until they move out of home. So, definitely has helped me.
How do you stay close to your brothers in that situation, Jared? Growing up, and obviously to lose your mum, it impacts your whole family. And then you go to boarding school, and then pretty much when you're still a kid, you're travelling to Brisbane to play football. How do you stay close?
Obviously, social media is a huge run. Like we've been able to just FaceTime each other whenever we want and keep in contact that way. But it basically comes down to what Dad's been able to do. Like he's up for every game for Brisbane, and loves it up there and loves coming up and seeing me. So he gets home very late hours on a Sunday night and then backs up work on a Monday. I guess that love and that passion for each of these kids is what's kept us so tight as a family, despite being geographically disconnected. Dad does deserve all the credit he gets because he's done a fantastic job of raising us three boys by himself in these last 5 years.
My sister's just texted me listening to this interview as a big Brisbane Lions supporter, and she says, what a superstar Jared is listening to this interview this morning. So I know you're inspiring a lot of people, Jared. For people that want to donate and get involved to help what is obviously a very special cause for a lot of people, but particularly for your family, how do we do it?
I don't have the actual link off the top of my head because there's so many fives and forward slashes and ties and stuff like that. So I won't be able to give you that. But if anyone's listening and wants to jump on and donate, probably the easiest way is just go through my Instagram and in the bio there's a little link that goes straight to the GoFundMe page. And that and come down tomorrow and celebrate a good day. So, yeah.
What's your Insta handle?
What's that, sorry?
Your Instagram handle. What's your name there?
Just JaredBerry13 underscore. So,
right, JaredBerry13 underscore if you want to get involved there. And we have also, on this, we've popped a link on our Twitter at RSN Breakfast and the RSN 927 Twitter account as well. So if you are listening and you would like to contribute to Jared's cause and raising money for Breast Cancer Network of Australia for him and his mates and his brothers to shave their dues, do that and you'll find a way to do it pretty easily. Before I let you go, your mate with the dreads has been growing it for five. Like, is there any sort of last minute sort of nerves from him?
There actually was last night. He backed out. So he's a bit nervous about getting a funny haircut. He just wants to go full shaved and get rid of them. Because we were originally planning to have a bit of a wacky haircut and try and go with something like that. So I was going to get the Brucey Dool and just like the top of my head and leave the rest. So, he's a bit nervous about that, but, it's all been good fun.
You're doing a fine thing in the great memory well of done. Your mum. Good on you, Jared. Well done on your year, too. You had a great year for the Brisbane Lions, and enjoy the off-season, and hopefully 2019 is just as impressive for you and your mates. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Ove.